T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What is going on? It's Mark Owens. Thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you had a fan-damn-tastic Christmas. Hope you had a good holiday. It was great. I had no complaints. I was asking on Twitter. You can follow me at Marco6262. Also our college football account for Sports Radio 929 The Game. At CFB929. At CFB929. Asking if anybody was going to get Rose Bowl tickets. A majority of the people said, nope, that ain't going to happen. Can't afford to get out there. However, a lot of responses said, I'm waiting on national championship. I didn't see anybody get national championship tickets underneath the tree. Here's the thing with the Rose Bowl coming up on Monday. Ticket prices are dropping. If you can get yourself out there, you can get tickets for below face value right now. Because I think a lot of Georgia fans got incredibly excited. Bought their tickets as soon as they went on sale. So we're going to Pasadena. Then started doing the research and said, holy crap, I can't afford to get to Pasadena. I mean, flights are about $2,000. You know, it's a two-day drive to get out to cross the country. And it's not so much a drive there. The drive there is full of excitement and anticipation. It's the drive back that'll kill you. It is a long ride back, win or lose. It is a long drive back. I was talking to my buddy Johnny from Grindhouse, and he said, you got your Rose Bowl tickets for Christmas. I said, hell no, man. I'd love to go, but can't afford to get out there. He was telling me a story about a friend of his who's going to the game, got his tickets. But to save money, he booked 11 different flights just to get there. It's going to take him 18 hours to travel. But he said it's only going to cost him about $800 to fly out there. That's almost not worth it. Because you have to make sure each one of those stops is on time. So I don't know if you're flying to New York and then New York to Chicago, like maybe Chicago to Texas. Texas out to Vegas, Vegas out there, maybe renting a car. I mean, there is a lot of elements in play. One flight gets delayed. That jacks everything up. How about the two guys? Funny story about two Bulldog fans who wants to go to the game. They want to go to the game. They just can't afford to fly out there. So they put their money together. Apparently, they're strangers. They don't know each other. They just met online. They put their money together, and they chartered a bus. And then they opened up the invite to any dog fans that want to come with them. Buy a seat on the bus. They're going to take the bus out there. I think they're stopping in Texas on the way out there and staying at like a Motel 8 or Motel 6 or Super 8 or something like that. And then get in the next morning driving out there. That would be fun. Again, the drive out there. A ride back across country on a bus? No, thank you. Then again, if I was 25 and single and had the cash, didn't have any bills, that would be a lot of fun. But again, that's a two-day trip plus the game. And that's a week. That's a week's vacation. A historic bucket list. I'm amazed at how many people have almost given me grief for not making it to the game. What do you mean you're not going? Well, I can't afford it. You should be out there. It's a bucket list. Well, you're damn right. But guess what else is bucket list? Keeping a roof over my head. Making sure my daughter had a good Christmas. Making sure my wife is happy. Making sure there's food on the table. Plus, on New Year's, hosting a party. I've talked about this before. The Battery. Come on out and join us. They're doing a kids' party early. I think from 4 to 8, and then at 8 we're doing a ball drop for the kids. And then it's like, yay, all right, kids, get the hell out. 21 and over, come on in. It's going to be a big-ass party after that. Be careful whatever you do. I don't need to tell you that. Have fun. But let's get to it. Speaking of the holidays, per ABC, over the holidays, the average American ate about 3,000 calories with each holiday meal. Think about how many times over the past week and a half, you've sat down at the dinner table with friends and family. 3,000 calories with each meal. I'm guilty. That included 22 million turkeys that are devoured. When it comes to shopping, the average American spent over $900 shopping for loved ones, adding up to over $680 billion in sales. For the kids, Barbies are still the top toy for the girls. I know, my daughter got it. Legos for the boys. And to get them there, UPS delivered 15 billion packages over the holidays. 15 billion. And a lot of them still on the way. A lot of drama in the news lately about people lined up at the UPS store trying to get their Christmas gifts. Here's my question. You've had all year. I had my wife's Christmas present bought in October. I get, you know, hey, got to wait and see exactly what they want. Got to make sure it's in stock. Get it on sale. But maybe not order it 2 days before Christmas and then get mad when it doesn't show up on time. OJ, this, speaking of Christmas morning, so my daughter, she's 4 years old. All she's been talking about for 6 months is American Girl doll. That's all she wants. American Girl doll, American Girl doll. All right, well, let's put it on your list. Go and talk to Santa. You were a good girl. So come Christmas morning, our living room looked like the American Girl doll factory. So much American Girl doll crap. Of course, me and Mrs. Claus, me and the wife, are like, all right, look at her. She's going to be so excited. So she comes running in Christmas morning. Actually, she had Gretchen, my wife, had to wake both of us up. We slept in until about 7:30. When I was a kid, man, I was up at 5 a.m. waiting on Santa. Me and Caroline decided to sleep in. So anyway, wake up, go running in there. Like, oh, my God, Santa came. Brought you so much American Girl doll stuff. Look at this. She comes running, tearing through the house. She squeals at the top of her lungs. Me and Gretchen are like, yep, best parents ever. She looks down and goes, oh, Shopkins, look at these. And dives right into this little pack of $3 pack of Shopkins that I think were left over from her birthday. And spends 20 minutes playing with those. We're like, what the hell? Look at all this freaking American Girl doll stuff you've been begging for 6 months. And look. That's good for you. I got a really cool Georgia zip-up pullover. That was all I really wanted. As you get older, you know what I want? I just want to sleep in. I just want a couple of days off work and a 3,000-calorie meal. What else we got? Okay, let's as we kind of wrap up the 2017 heading into 2018, AJC, they took some time out from crapping all over SunTrust Park to rank the top 50 sports moments in Atlanta from the past year. And here are the top 10. And the reason, and I'll go on a rant maybe next week about this, AJC has every headline you read that says, you know, SunTrust Park, you know, information or story on the Braves in SunTrust Park. And if it's on the AJC, there needs to be a little byline that says, and FYI, we do not support, and we do not endorse SunTrust Park. From the moment that it was announced they're building a new baseball stadium outside of downtown Atlanta, AJC has crapped all over it. And again, maybe I'm close to it, but, you know, I'm just a part-time employee for the Braves. I grew up loving the Braves, but I have to read one more damn story about the AJC. Oh, attendance wasn't what they expected. Really? 2.5 million? That's pretty good attendance. Yeah, well, parking was, well, you know, outside of Uber, I don't see any major parking problems for a smaller stadium. Oh, well, taxpayer money. Okay, well, yeah, I guess who else spent taxpayer money? The Falcons, but you don't write any stories about that. Sorry. Going off on a little rant there. Just gets a little tiresome, AJC. We get it. You hate the Braves. We get it. But guess who's going to be the first person begging for credentials when the Braves have a run sometime soon? I don't know when, but sometime soon. Anyway, so here, according to the AJC, the top moments from sports in Atlanta in 2017. Number 10, Matt Ryan named the MVP. Thought that would be higher. Number 9, the national anthem protest. Yeah, tired of hearing about it. Schuerholz inducted into Cooperstown. Number 8, UGA winning the SEC. Only number 7. Number 6 is the Falcons winning the NFC championship. The dome implosion at number 5, SunTrust Park. Number 4, Mercedes-Benz opened at number 3. Copy receiving a lifetime ban from baseball at number 2. And the biggest sports story from 2017, I would agree with this. The Falcons collapsing in the Super Bowl. Clemson, if they make it to the college football national championship here in Atlanta, the Anderson Independent Mail reporting that Clemson City Council members have voted to temporarily suspend open container laws, and they'll shut down a portion of downtown's College Avenue if the Tigers make it to the game. The closures and suspension will begin at 6 p.m. that day. The open container waivers will apply to drinks bought at establishment, not drinks that are brought in. So essentially, they're saying, it's like saying downtown Athens. If Georgia makes the national championship, downtown Athens, you can bar hop with a drink in your hand. I love it when they do this. They do this on New Year's a lot. They do this for big events, Super Bowl, stuff like that. Relaxing the open container law. For Georgia, if Georgia makes the national championship, outside of just being down there, I think the place to be is going to be the Battery. Apparently, the SEC championship. It was a zoo. Let's see. USA Today ranking the best college football towns in America for 2017. They use social media metrics on fan interaction to make this decision. Coming in at number 1 was Madison, home of the Wisconsin Badgers. Number 2 was Athens, home of the Dogs. Number 3 was Austin, Texas, home of the Longhorns. 4 was LSU. 5, Ann Arbor, home of the Wolverines. 6, Alabama. 7, Auburn. 8, Miami. 9, South Bend, home of Notre Dame. And number 10, best college football town in America, Boise State. What are you doing for New Year's? I'll be at the Battery, like I said, hosting the kids' party. Then I'm going home and celebrating with my bride. We'll probably lay on the couch and nudge each other and wake up at midnight. Like, oh, yeah, happy New Year's. And then get up on Monday, ready to go, getting ready for the Rose Bowl. Here's Kirby Smart talking about the Rose Bowl. And It's more than just trying to contain Baker Mayfield.
You got to get turnovers, and you do have to affect him, but you got to be smart when you affect him because he's seen it all.
Here's what I love about Kirby. Here he is talking about as we make it to the Rose Bowl, you can't just sit back there and go, yeah, but we're the SEC championship. I mean, Rose Bowl shouldn't be anything. No, no. Kirby says you can't be satisfied with just winning the SEC championship.
You know, winning the SEC championship is a great honor, and they'll have that for a long time. It'll be on these walls for a long time, but they can't be satisfied. And I think that is what makes the difference in the playoffs.
You know what? Real quick, we didn't have much time to talk about this. How about Georgia with that recruiting class last week? I said it before, and I said it last week. I love it. I absolutely love it. But show me what you can do on the field. You know, you can have a 5-star in your name in high school. Great. That means nothing when it comes to playing in the SEC. However, here's Kirby Smart talking about getting Justin Fields. And some people were like, hey, be careful. He's on flip watch. No, he wasn't.
Exciting. I mean, I think everybody knows what he's been able to do. And I've seen a lot of quarterbacks in my time. I thought the best evaluation of quarterbacks is when they go out to the Elite 11, they go to the opening. And I know it's T-shirt and shorts, but you're around some real alpha dogs when you're out there. And he was one of the alpha dogs of the alpha dogs. And he took over the opening. He won a lot of games. He made throws. And he did it all while keeping a calm, cool presence that is kind of unmatched. He's never real high. He's never real low. He's really exciting. He can win the game with his feet, but he can win the game with his arm. And he's not afraid of competition. I mean, he's been very adamant that he wants to come in here and compete. And he knows we're going to give him an opportunity to do that.
All right, there you go. Justin Fields, Hoya Hoya Saxa, class of 97, best high school in America. I'm a little biased. Thanks so much for listening. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. Also, CFB929. CFB929. Next time we talk to you, man, it'll be next week. We're either celebrating a historic season or continuing the journey. I cannot friggin' wait. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year to you. Please be safe. Thank you so much for listening. Most importantly, let's go, dog.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.